You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up, though, y'all? It's your boy, Main Man, The Enrichment.
It's your main man, Headache, holding it down.
And your boy, Nar from the Boulevard.
It's the N&E Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast, where that's exactly what we motherfucking do. We freestyle. We bullshit, man. We talk about some shit.
We party. And bullshit.
Yeah, right here on the podcast. It's a podcast in motion because we just boogieing the whole time. You know what I mean? We faded right now. You know, we came in. We support the marijuana culture movement. Shout out to Michigan. We legal out here for that recreational, baby. When that hit, niggas just going to be walking the street with the bleezy like a cigarette. Shoot, man. So how y'all feeling, fellas? Another Sunday. We done made it to another week. Ooh, episode 5. We get live.
Oh,
hey,
started off like that.
Hey, week five live. Hey,
feeling good, feeling great. You know,
went through another Thanksgiving. I feel real good.
See, how was your Thanksgiving, man? What you talk about it, man? What you had?
You had some of that
duck?
No, we're
gonna have some of that for Christmas.
Oh, okay,
we're gonna have some of that duck for Christmas.
You cook? Did you cook anything?
Yeah, I did a little something.
What you doing?
The dressing. Hey. Dressing in the macaroni, I put the turkey in.
Did you do the macaroni for like for real, or did you just kind of fuck with it? Like, did you did the you do the macaroni and cheese is an important shit.
I mean, you know, my mom's gonna stand right there anyway and show me how. But I gotta do it.
Okay, but did you do the stuffing? Did you do the stuffing?
Stuffing.
The Stephen Curry.
Did you do the Stephen Curry? Did you do the curry stuffing? Oh, ugh. Niggas had curry stuffing. I don't think that'll taste good.
He can't
good.
Even say it. He said, how you do your Stephen?
Did you do your Stephen?
Stephen.
Stephen Wolf.
Now, did y'all have people over? What you do, Jack?
I took that trip, man. I went to Indianapolis, caught up with my fams out there, man.
Okay.
Checked out everybody, man. I had two plates. That's all I could feel. I had two plates, but they was big. They was fat nigga plates. They was definitely fat nigga plates.
The party tray plates.
And by two plates, I mean two sittings. Like, because I had another plate with the plate. Like, I had a plate full of food. Then I had the dessert, the cranberry, the what's his name plate. You know what I mean? So I sat down in the sitting. And I did two of those. And then, you know, I had to turn back around and go back to work, man. Because my punk ass real life job, what's his name, requires me to work 6 days at this time of the year.
Well, damn.
But yeah, it was a good time. I got to see my family, man. I got it's crazy when you see your little cousins. They not little no more. Oh, like I think everybody I came, every baby that I remember holding, because you know it's kids under me that you know. It's you, like you know. What I mean, it's kids under me that came when I was way in my adult. So I don't even really know them like that. But all the ones I've seen, like all of them in college.
Say time don't stop for nobody, man.
Right, man. So that it was a good feeling, man, checking everybody. Oh, plus, Keith, the icing on the top is I got to see my 91-year-old grandfather. And that's the real reason why I had to make it there. Like, he's 91. Like, you got to get as many looks visits. Here, man. Yeah. 91 ain't no hoe, bro. Right. You in that fourth quarter, most definitely.
That's what's up.
Shit, TJ grandma, 98. Mm. She'd be 99 next year
in April.
She was born in 1920, yep.
Wow.
1920.
Damn, that's wild, bruh.
That's a blessing,
man. It's 2008. Like, just imagine that, though. If you was born in 1920 and you see 2000 anything, nigga, like, you, dog, that's wild. You see phones, you see color, you know what I mean? Like, you've seen a lot of technical advances since then. Like, that's sickening. That would be, I wonder if I stayed alive long enough, like, what technical advances would I live to see? Like, in 100, like, if I'm at 70.
Right, what's possible?
You know what I mean? I said, oh, nigga, you got AIDS? Go and take you some Diamond Tap AIDS for that. Let me just get you some Diamond Tap AIDS. Take that shit in the CVS. You ain't got AIDS no more or some shit like that. Oh, you're fat? Bro, you just got to take the fat pill, man. It just goes away. You don't collect fat that week. Shit, like, I mean, like, niggas went from no phone. Shit, at 1920, there was, like, one source of phone. It was one dowry, and maybe you gonna connect if the operator do it or not. Now we got walking computers. Like, shit can change.
Changing the heartbeat.
That's, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
All right, so shit. So what you do for your Thanksgiving? Let me talk about it, bro.
I went out to see my sister, man. Me and my mom went out to the Baltimore, D.C. area. chilled out there with sis, man. Enjoy some good grub, you know. Mm-hmm. Moms threw down, sis threw down.
And you cooked too, man. Did you? What you put together?
Nah, she ain't do the salads this time. She ain't, cause it was only me, her, and Danielle. Mm. So,
right,
it wasn't a lot of people, man. But
that macaroni salad be banging,
Boy,
tell me about it. I'm like, Mama, please, you make something. Please put this little bowl to the side for me, please.
This nigga had three bowls at one
to the side.
She like it. You started making. I was like, is it like yours, Mama? Nick can cook. I said, okay, we go ahead and check his cooking out right here, right quick. But it came out pretty good.
Which one did you? What dish did you make, man?
I did some salmon. Did some. Grill some salmon, man.
This nigga is an old chefing ass nigga. This nigga will bake the fuck out of something, dog.
Make it look good, too.
That nigga will do the shit out of some poultry and some damn fish and shit, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'll get you right on the fish.
That nigga will jazz croquettes. Up some fish, bro.
Them salmon croquettes.
Oh, yeah, them too, boy.
Heck yeah. Well, hey, matter of fact, I had some of them too last week.
Nick had his own surf and turf. Real you should talk. Do that. You should just start selling hood surf and turf. So nigga, just tell nigga.
We was already talking about that. Right. Getting that going on. At least when the summer come, or at least when the spring. Come and just
you
put
sound
it on
nice
there.
Now that you're on the mic, Nora, by the way. Right. You really sound like
came up into it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, that's what
it's too high for me. That's why.
We start talking about food. Nigga, that nigga. Oh yeah, we coming with the
and
hey,
we gonna check
returns.
Out your movie too. The Grinch.
That shit slapping there. That shit number one in the
box.
He
got
there.
It's the Grinch.
Smile just like him.
It's like crazy.
No, that's my dude, D. Richmond. I love him.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Grinch stole presidents for presidents. Is it presents? The Grinch was stealing presents for presidents for Christmas. The Grinch was stealing presents for Christmas. I'm stealing bitches for Christmas, nigga. Duh. That's what the fuck this is out here, nigga. That's the type of Grinch I am, nigga. I hate on these niggas hoes. Bitch ass niggas. Now I'm saying it just come out hard like that. Now it's gonna start rapping, dog.
You silly, man.
Let's start rapping. What we got? NNE Freestyling Bullshit Podcast, y'all.
Yeah. Here we go. Nice and smooth.
As I sip on my spice rum and Red Bull, I look at my team and know that we gonna make it, huh?
We gon' make it, we ain't faking, we on this podcast. We tryna get on this bitch, we tryna get on the strip. We tryna make it get rich, do a couple live shows. Have everybody hype up in that bitch. Get a couple live performers to pull up and do some things to warm us. Then we do a couple shows for some hours or so. Take a couple questions and do a couple freestyle beats with no aggression. Psych now with more aggression and more confessions and more lives. We tryna cultivate and do our minds. Nigga, this our time. Fucking freestyle off the top. I'm off that Red Bull and liquor. I'm riling them live. Yeah. I said blah,
same
blah.
Cat still
money.
Pushing the block.
Hey.
Old school, man. Yeah, I'm rolling with my drop. Top. Plus, I got the cop. Yeah. The Glock cocked on the side, man. Watch the cop. Nigga, shady, man. They tried to play you, man. Eyes wide open. I stay with the game plan. Nigga's headache on this mic, man. I'm doing me. Yeah. I came through smoking on the green. Same thing, man. I holler at my team. We gotta get it, gotta get it. Get the green. Pocket on the green. Gone head, I hear the vocals in the background. Make your shit clean. Come on,
hey,
Al Green.
Hey.
I was hearing it in the background.
Right,
saying that shit.
I want to say it, man. Don't be nervous.
Hey, it don't gotta make sense. That shit beautiful, bro.
It's beautiful when the sun comes out in the morning by 6 or 7. And you know I'm dressed in warm. And when it's cold outside by 35 to 20, you know I get it in sipping on this Dark Vader, honey. I'm just messing with it today. The tequila was strong. The L major, the shit was kinda strong. I had to switch it up and let me get it up. I'm kinda toe up on it, like the time get it up. When back in 81, when I wasn't even born, 3 years ago, shit, I was born.
Back in 84, January 30th. Got to get it, cause shit, my shit is all lurrier. I got my dudes with me and we ain't playing. I feel real good when I'm sipping on this honey. Up in my cup, red Dixie cup at that. Got my dudes with me, got our hands on the gat.
All right now. Let's get it, fellas.
Quick. That went by kind of quick.
That was fun. Just drinking shit. Oh, just drinking shit.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Hey. About to smoke fly and roll up some haze.
Hey. Ooh. Hey. Hey.
Find us another beat.
Drop that, DJ. Drop
find
that.
Us another beat.
Sauce.
Hey, came in with some sauce. I got the sauce.
Who got the sauce?
I got the sauce. Listen to
who got the sauce?
I got the sauce.
Who got the sauce?
I ain't got no sauce.
No sauce.
Sauce. I don't even want no sauce.
No sauce.
Drip, 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 drip. Not me. I don't want sauce.
No sauce.
I don't want that sauce.
No sauce.
I don't want the sauce.
No
not
sauce.
Me, I don't want the sauce. Don't want the sauce.
No sauce.
Don't want the sauce.
No sauce. No sauce. No.
Who? I don't want the sauce.
Oh,
some people want that sauce, but I don't want the sauce.
What you
want,
what talking about there?
Give me that money, that money, that roll. And you know what's gold. Niggas out here in the streets, they be trying to treat you like a hoe. But me, I'm a steady to ripping the flow. You know how it go. When the money that's flowing in, dog, you know you got stack it to dough. Stack it to the ceiling, you know to save it and sub it this rainy day. I messed up the levy, but flip it, you know how I get it in the name.
Hey.
Sit back and I'm drinking the dark Vade.
Hey.
Vade.
Vade is coming to name.
No sauce.
You know how it is, sipping on ribbon.
No sauce. No sauce.
Let me rip it just the regular side.
No sauce.
No sauce.
No sauce.
Hot sauce.
No sauce.
No sauce.
Not even hot sauce. No sauce.
No sauce.
No
sauce.
Not even hot sauce. No sauce.
No sauce.
Not even ranch. No sauce.
No sauce.
Not even
say, hey, I want my burgers plain and I want my hot dogs plain. I need my sandwiches plain. No sauce. No sauce. No
not
sauce.
Even mayonnaise, no man.
I don't need no spread. I just like that bread. Meat with some lettuce. Cheese probably, yeah. But no sauce. I ain't dripping no off. I ain't spreading on no clothes. Dripping the no no. No sauce. I ain't dripping it all. I ain't got no fucking sauce. Put on me saucy before on this song. But I'm talking no sauce.
No sauce.
I don't want no sauce.
I told the lady at the window I don't want no damn sauce.
No sauce.
Then the bitch put that shit in this bag anyway.
Bitch,
why you put that shit in the bag, honey, baby?
No sauce. No sauce.
Nah, I told you at the window that I didn't want no sauce. Then your retarded ass and put that sauce up in my bag anyway.
No sauce.
I told
man,
you that
you
want no
made
sauce.
A song about no sauce, bro. What is going on right now? I ain't want to sit back quiet the whole time.
It is party
bullshit. No sauce, dog.
No sauce. No sauce. No sauce.
He doing it. He sound like Quavo.
Hey, look,
man.
Look.
No sauce. No, 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 no.
And the song started with sauce on it. This shit saying sauce.
No, but I wasn't trying to be silly with it. I was just saying, like, I don't want the sauce. I don't want the name. You know, I'm getting paid. Leave me alone. You know, I'm going to do my project when I get, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want the name.
What,
I want the sauce. I don't want no sauce.
No sauce.
Ric Flair dripping with your sauce.
Woo!
I tell you what, brother, in any freestyling pork. tell you what, in any freestyling bullshit podcast. Woo! Brother, let me tell you this. The best damn show that you ever heard on Detroit Podcast Radio. When we come in right now, the golden things roll out. I'm talking about the shimmers come down. The chambrays start raining from the skies. Understand? You know what I mean? Harlots come out. Girls take off their clothes. Woo! They see a natural man. You understand me? The best thing.
The shimbrays.
We're the best to ever do it. The best that's going to do it. Woo! Let me tell you something, brother.
One of my friends asked me, what was the name of this strip club when I told him the Shimbras?
Woo! Woo!
Oh, Shim.
Oh, Shimmy.
The Shimmy.
The Shim.
The Shimmity.
The Shimmy. The Dimini.
The Shimmy.
The Shimmy.
The Shimmy.
Shimmy.
The Shimmy. Dimini. Dimini.
That nigga brought in the Walt Disney Chimney. Beat. Hey.
What? Like Chimney.
Chimney.
Le Chimney.
The Shim. Chimney.
Le Chimney. What we got here, man? Hey.
What's the name of this beer?
Okay.
Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him.
Well, okay. But let me go ahead and dive in. Yeah, I came through, gave all my homeboys high five then. I rolled up the greenery. Seen a couple girls peeping out the scenery. They looking in, you see. I love the curves. I like to swerve. I hit the curve because I'm blowed off the herb. What happened to the volume, bro?
Pardon me, if something went off track. Niggas trying to text it in. Yeah, they texted though. They heard the freestyling bullshit going off. I'm sorry they had to interrupt the freestyle, Paxton, dog. Fuck it, go on, catch a beat again. I get off. Sorry for my fucking damn friends.
Now you can keep going, but if you not, let me jump in and start flowing. I got my niggas all around, man. We bout to clown. We getting more money, more, man. We bout to pile. Up to the ceiling, I'm feeling like a villain. The same time chilling with all my women that's back in the past. Try to make it last. Right now, man, you talk shit. Hey, whoop your
ass. Yo, I talk that slick shit. It's that big dick enrichment. Popping off and running on your chick. I got game for days. I make pays and get laid. I come through in my ways and sell my product all day. Got that podcast on Smash, them singles on Lit. And every time I walk in the club, they know I'm legit. It's the man of the hour. Anytime I get on and spit, it's a rich. I RIP your favorite rapper real quick. Niggas be know I kill beats and get on mics and I knock them off. Them niggas know I ain't coming soft, yo, I'm hitting hard. Deontay Wilder with the punchlines when I knock them off. Everybody know that this is from Richmond, never coming soft. Except for with my hands and gentle when I'm playing with them girls. Nipples and tickling, intimidating, stimulating they mythos. Fucked up when I'm drinking on this stuff. I pass the beat to Big Nard, I know you about to fuck this shit up.
Fuck it up, rip it up, spank it up, hit it up. Yeah, you know I'm about to cook some shit and I'm about to cook it up. Let me hit the flow, sipping on the Dark Vader. And I got a brew and I ain't even cracked it, man, about to crack it. Nice blue ribbon. And you know I'm sitting on nigga set tripping. Niggas looking at me like they about to do something. Don't let the 4/5 fool you, dog, about to dump it. And you know I'm not playing, dog, I'm straight to myself. Keep on acting up, dog, you gon' be half the wealth. Best believe I'm coming in real sweaty. And you know my pockets stay heavy. I'm riding in my Chevy, all chrome photo. And you know I'm coming in, I'm busting all photos.
Hey.
Never been a hoe, hanging with my dogs. And you know we coming in, spraying all those. Ho.
In the need, freestyling bullshit podcast in your ass, bitch.
Hey.
In the need, freestyling bullshit in your ass, bitch.
Hoo-ha.
In the knee freestyling bullshit podcast in your ass, bitch.
Hoo-ha.
In the knee freestyling bullshit in your ass, bitch.
Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, bro,
man.
So you said you was in Baltimore, right? It dawned on me. What that green do?
What that green do?
Because it's
what
legal.
That green do?
Hey, what's
in D.C. It
in
is.
D.C., which is right now, which is a which train is, trip away.
Yeah, a hop, skip, and a jump around the corner.
Right. My uncle stay in Baltimore, and we went to D.C. like on a quick bus train ride.
Yeah, I mean, it's legal there, but they still use like little private codings. You know what I mean? You can't just go in there and say, let me
get see, an you ounce. Can do that. You can do that in Colorado, in Denver. Yeah. I went to go in Washington. I went to Washington to go check my son out for Christmas, right?
Okay.
First thing I do, so I already had the rental on Smash. Went straight to my spot, boom, got the rental. Soon as I left the airport, nigga, I ain't go 4 or 5 miles, nigga, because I was already on Snoop app, nigga, Weed Maps. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Hey, guys, if you don't believe it, if you're looking for marijuana throughout your cities that's going around with legit medical papers and or free country, please log on to Weed Maps. Support the big homie Snoop Dogg who just got a star. Hip-hop is definitely alive. But anyway, yeah, man, so I was using Weed Maps and free plug. The plug rolled, too, nigga. You'd have thought we got sponsored, but fucking he'll get with us. Uncle Snoop will get with us. He loves Detroit. But what's his name? I pulled right on up, get up in there. Nigga, I fucked around and got a quarter. I couldn't even smoke, nigga. I swear I got like a quarter of like old school perp for like fucking $30.
Okay.
Maybe 25. Like I'm saying in my mind, I'm just
good
like
prices.
Just you know, wild nigga. Like I couldn't smoke the shit. I think I got like two. It was crazy, bro. Yeah. I couldn't even finish Strongs.
Yeah, that was
good Christmas.
Yeah, they had some. It was some pretty decent strands out there, man. The one I partaked in was Super Bubba, Super Bubba Kush,
old
man.
School Bubba. So,
yeah, it was lovely.
It was lovely. Oh shit, man! So, bro, explain the bracelet, bro. How you get the weedy bracelet,
oh,
bro?
Yeah.
This so, nigga got jewelry from the.
Like I was saying, man. So what you go. You pretty much go in there and say you want to make a donation. They got a super sized wall full of goody stuff over there, bracelets, edibles, pipes, you know, other kind of jewelry, socks. So you pick the price that you pretty much want to spend and add up to whatever you're trying to spend. You get your, you know, like I got this bracelet, good little marijuana bracelet, so... Got some socks to go with it, too.
You got some socks?
Yeah.
What color?
Some marijuana socks?
Tan and green. Yeah.
Some marijuana socks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Weed socks.
They got the look. Leaf on the side.
See, I bet you, hey, but I bet you they wasn't made by Rich Green Hemp.
No, they weren't, man.
It's far more sinister.
Shout out to Rich Green.
Watch Rich Green. It's far more sinister.
No, man, but it was a good experience, man. I always love going out of town and partaking in.
So, like, talking about going out of town, what's the next overseas trip that you want to take? Like, what's the even if you can't, whatever. But I'm just saying, if you can go overseas somewhere, what's the next one you want to take?
My next one would probably be the Brazil area,
South America.
I did a lot of the islands. You know, the Bahamas, Nassau, and all that, Key West.
Old school to you, huh? That's old news.
Yeah. Rio.
Yeah, Rio. I never been to Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro, yeah.
They want you to have two phones off rip because somebody's going to steal your phone.
No.
Like they're saying like it's gangster shit that's just about to happen to the point where they brief you like, so this gangster thing is going to happen to you, but this is how you act with it just to keep your trip
just
moving.
Be prepared.
You know what I mean? Like I hear that's the briefing, but that's according to another podcast show I heard. So I don't know. You're black and famous.
We real.
You'll be
real.
All right. They'd be like, oh, he's brown. That's cool, really.
We real, man. We can take care of ourselves.
He brown. They might show us X. They might be different with us. They you know, I don't know. Shit, where would you go, Nar? Where you going? If you can go overseas somewhere,
I
man.
I said Rio. Rio de Janeiro. I want to be there.
You want one of them wavy, long hair thing?
Wavy, long hair, brown skin, Mexican looking chicks?
Man. Tell me
that
about it.
That fuck with you,
it.
Too, man. That American dollar stretch.
Yeah.
I think with me, believe it or not.
A lot of people mess with American people, man. Even though we a hated country right now, a lot of people still mess with
us. Yeah, no, I mean like with us. But, I wonder what it is like, you know, with all the beef that, you know, with how Trump be doing things. I wonder if white people be looked at different when they like go places, because niggas like, you know what I mean, like people feel a way about America and they just probably perpetuate. That's not how it's supposed to go, bro.
Right.
That's super not how it's supposed to go, bro. Right. Fix that.
What did he?
What is this? Yeah, so we just fixing Big Nars' mic. He decided to get creative. He thought this shit was Hot 97, so he had the mic like super
retarded. Stop touching it, man.
But yeah, man.
Say something. Say if you're good.
Nope. All right. Because remember, you're supposed to speak into the center of it.
Check. Say it again.
Mike.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
But it's too low. I want to even it up. It's too high.
You just want this up? Or you want this?
I want it like how it was last time.
You do a little jump.
Where you want
that?
Right there?
Yeah, that's where. Yeah,
and then I'm going to go turn it back on once we're at a good level. So let me get back to the board.
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay, one minute.
Start saying right. stuff. Ready?
Microphone check.
Okay.
So all right.
Perfect. All right, yeah, we about to jump back in it. What's going on, y'all? Yeah, we punching back right back in, man. This motherfucker out here breaking mics and shit.
Look at Kung Fu Panda, man. Big Grizzly.
The Predator.
Big Jack Black.
Man. Jack Black, bro.
The Predator.
Nah, man. I think I want to go to Puerto Rico, bro. I want to go to South America, too, but since y'all said that, I ain't
going to steal Christmas. You going to steal Christmas out there?
It's still at a Grinch. That Grinch is still a. That Grinch is still
a. That's a rich place out there. You, it's a come up.
What's
what
the
wrong with this guy? Man?
The Grinch is still a Novevo with Christmas. Like, I don't know what the fuck Christmas is.
the Grinch.
No, that's New Year's, dog. That's New Year's. No, is it? No, it isn't. It is Feliz Navidad because I want to miss you a merry Christmas. So, yeah. The nigga, El Grinch, he's still a Feliz Navidad.
Grinchy.
That nigga Grinchy. No, man, I think I'll go to Puerto Rico. I just want to go because I hear, A, you don't need all that shit to get there. B, it's kind of beautiful. Right. And B, like shit don't cost as much. Plus, I just want to see, like, the people. Like, I want to feel Puerto Rican culture and shit like that.
Sure.
Love Puerto Rican women. And all the Puerto Rican niggas I met, it was always cool with me. So, like, I want to go to. Plus, it's always nice weather for the most part. Just a lot of gangster shit, but I want to feel it. I just, you know, it's one of them, I want to see it slash feel it, you know what I mean? Like a study thing. Not like I'm going to be a deep, so Mr. Gangster Puerto Rican, blah, blah, blah. Not like I'm going to do a deep dive, but I just, like, when I went to Spain or I went to Barcelona with my ex, like, you feel the culture. You understand things. So I just kind of want to feel the Puerto Rican vibe. You know, maybe go to a reggaeton club and see how lit shit really get, man.
Yeah,
and,
you get live, man. You get live.
So, you know, just check it out. Plus, I heard it's not even – it's kind of a cheap trip.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, go there with a couple bands, three or four bands, nigga. Psh, that's it. We out of here.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Let's go. All right. Let's jump on another track. What we got? Let's see what we got. Jazam. See, the thing is, it don't got the picture, man. So it just shit that pop up.
What you mean you don't have the picture?
So I don't, you know, it just got the
time of the year.
No. I mean, it don't got that. All it got is like the YouTube. What's his name? So I just be picking one off. It don't really matter.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it don't got that picture. So I see her tell the title and then. So it's just kind of like random shot. Now, are you all right, man? You blow?
How you feeling?
What happened to the other beat, man?
I can't, like I told you, I can't pick him like that because I don't see
him. I thought he sent it to you.
No, I got it.
You want to hear that one Pacific beat?
Yeah, I thought we was going to play that. We going to mess around and forget.
I'm about to do it right now for you.
Which one is it?
The next one that pop up, that's going to be the one he want to hear.
All right.
But we can get through this beat first. Let's get through this
one. Okay.
Maybe not.
Why you turning to Terry?
Oh shit! I was looking for your beat, man.
Terry Vincent.
You got a little whiny about
that
it.
Nigga TV.
You gonna find your beat now.
TV.
Let's see if this is the one.
Nah, I'm about to. I told you what I was about to do, bro. All
right, hey, but I'll let this ride though.
I cracked my brute can open. I cracked my blue crayon open.
Whoa!
The blue ribbon, and you know I gotta get it. I'm not tripping. I feel real good with the weed in my system, all in my lungs. I don't know how many percentages it is, but I'm buzzing like a motherfucker. Getting in, dog. I never been a sucker.
Listen, that's just it went to the tablet.
Yeah, that was my max text kind of thing.
Get your beat right.
It don't matter, but I'm still in. Like Dominic Flynn, I'm trying to get up in with a condom on the course, and you know I got to hit the course.
Hit the course. And I'm about to get on mic and stay on course. Freestyle with this bitch, nigga, no force. Anytime we going through that, I got her on all fours. I slipped up, you ain't know what I said, but anyway, I meet a chick, I'm trying to get that head. Speak up to the microphone, bring it on. I got my volumes up, niggas know I'm tying up. I tie your suit, I meant with my brother Nick. Flying overseas and we doing this shit. We getting rich with the crowd. Niggas know that we got the crowd. And all these motherfucking haters just frown. When we coming from your scene and we talk real sick, we look rich. Plus we got the baddest chicks, we real slick. Mark on the microphone, whiz. I say that word one more time, I'm gonna punch myself out. Fuck it.
Punch yourself out.
Damn.
I I was trying to think of a line for you.
Fuck. Hit it, flow.
All right, here we go. I mean, let's see here what the most recent joint was.
This nigga Nard feel like singing, man. That's why you wanna. What you mean?
You say I feel like singing.
You feel like singing. Not singing, man. You feel like singing. Look, look at the face he making.
No, no. Shout out to the Bliss who posted this beat, produced by Bliss. This is a funky ass beat, Bliss. Bliss on YouTube. Look him up. He's a producer. We didn't jack this beat for the show. God bless you, Bliss.
You bad motherfucker.
I feel real good. You better let it go. I feel good.
You know, you're what?
Y'all gonna come up on it, but I'll pick up on it.
Turn it up a little bit more, huh? That's cool. Is it loud enough for you?
It's loud and clear in my ears. And let me go on and hit the flow. I never pump the fear. I always pump faith. Get on my knees and play faithfully. Pray that I meant to say. It's like kid and play. Like house party. Get the girls together and the liquor and the drink. Get the sits in. You know I'm about to get it dank. Smoking weed, I feel good up in my thing. Hoes always wanna run their mouth and try to take my liquor and try to get my money to where it is. It be is.
This nigga just jumped off. That nigga just jumped off. That nigga just jumped off. I thought he ain't do the dramatic pause. Nothing. Hey. But fuck it. What you got, nigga?
You ain't gonna sing the hook, bro.
Oh, he went away for it. That's the only reason he ran. He want to warm up to it.
I know love. Ain't no love. Ain't no love.
Okay,
you can't let it go. All I see.
Oh. My nigga Benny Blue Blends on the microphone. Came piping right up.
Big Bobber.
Oh, he felt that shit. Southern Benny, y'all. Southern Benny. Southern Benny.
Shit.
Southern Benny.
Oh, that was funny. Man.
Southern Benny.
Hey, no.
Southern Benny. Oh, Southern Benny.
Southern.
Southern Benny.
Oh, shit.
Southern Benny.
That nigga Benny Crockett.
Benny Crockett.
Benny Cocker.
Motherfucking. Hey, motherfucking TS. No, not TS. WT.
You know I got to go. Ain't no love. You better let it go. Oh, I see. You know you got to go. Oh. No, I got to go. Ain't no love. You better let it go. All I see.
I think Bendrick Womack.
You know you got to go.
Benny Womack.
Nay.
I think Bendrick Womack.
Oh, shit. I think Benneville. Benneville Womack.
Benneville Womack? Benneville Womack?
You gotta have that voice, though.
Benneville
Ain't
Womack.
No love.
Benneville Womack.
Then you gotta let it go.
Not Benneville Womack, though. What about motherfucking Benny Vincent?
BV?
No, I'm not.
BV, nigga. BV, Benny Vincent.
Oh, no, Ball. Ball, you said BV. Oh, Ball Vaughn.
Ball Vaughn? That nigga named Ball?
But he spelled it like U-Haul.
Ball Vine.
BB, they laughing on the mic.
Ball Vine.
Fucking nigga Bruton Vittles, man.
Bruton?
Nigga Bruton.
Bruton. You said BB?
Yeah, Brute. BB. Like the cologne Brute?
The fucking
Burge. That nigga Burge.
That nigga Bruce Viennes.
Bart.
Nigga Bruce Viennes.
That nigga Burge.
Burge. Oh man, y'all shouldn't see
Bars. That nigga MD.
MD? Motherfucking Marcus DeMarco, nigga.
Marcus.
Marcus DeMarco.
No. Melvin Day.
Melvin Day. Melvin Day.
My nigga Mookie
Melvin
Doom.
Don.
Mookie Doom, man.
Mookie Doom.
Doom or Doom?
Doom.
Doom. Doom. Like the game.
Like Doom Buggy.
Like Doonies.
Doom.
Not the Goonies.
The Doonies.
Hey, Mookie. Shout out to the Goonies, though, bro. That shit came on.
Hey, you know what, man? That came on the other day, right, man. And that shit's stupid, man. I ain't really get into the movie, man. But
man.
I remember you was like, you remember the Goonies? I'm like, no, I don't remember the Goonies. Like, man, you tripping, man.
I done at least seen the Goonies at least
30 times in my life.
That movie old as hell, but they come out like 88?
Like 85.
85, yeah.
85.
Man, that movie 33 years old.
Yeah, good. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, man, Sloth, nigga.
Hey, we should have a singing contest.
What?
Nah. Oh, no, I probably could win out of us three.
Of course you would, nigga, because I can't sing at all.
You can
I
sing.
Can't sing at all.
Nigga, let's throw some Luther. I sing, boy.
So what? Hey, do you think if you got vocal ability, right? If you are a singer, do you got like a motherfucking like advantage on women? Because I feel like if you could sing. Yeah. You should like you should really be able to like women who what woman doesn't like a good
even
song?
Even if you don't if even if you're not able to sing but you're able to play an instrument, you still got the upper advantage.
You think instruments? Do you think chicks dig instruments?
Yeah,
chicks I think dig, the singing. I mean that too, but I think this. I mean,
I don't know.
I think the singing. Nigga, if you sing something in front of a woman, like, baby. You know what I'm saying? Then she be like, ooh. You know, so she get that little sensation look like, you know what I'm saying?
Hit the note again, man.
Ooh, baby. Oh, honey child.
No, that is not it.
Oh, baby. I mean, I'm just saying though. You got some women out there that get wet off that boy. Like, ooh, you sound like a little young Luther, honey.
No, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, shit. What? How much time we got? We got plenty of time. What's some other shit we said we was gonna talk about, bro?
Oh, what about the Michigan State, man?
No, the Michigan.
Michigan, yeah, Michigan.
Okay, man. So let's get into it, dog. So these motherfuckers that got shit. Spanked.
Yeah,
39-62. How the fuck you get spanked 39-62? You get your ass supposed whooped. To be winning. You number four in the motherfucking country. You supposed to be goddamn winning this game. We ain't beat these niggas in how many years? You got better fucking recruits, and these niggas put up 62 on you. Dog, nah, somebody need they damn
defense
ass beat.
Is terrible, man. If you letting them, no.
But it's been nice.
That's the
all
defense.
Year.
They defense is
we
shitty.
Have top three defense.
And then they just fuck. Blew but it.
We gonna say both. I mean, ain't no way in the hell that we supposed to. Ain't nobody scoring no 62 on.
Got right.
Like
niggas score nine touchdowns on your
it
punk
gotta
ass.
Be
what the fuck,
bro? It gotta be the defense, man. It ain't the offense. I mean, they scoring a little something. The offense ain't doing too much or nothing like they used
shout,
to.
Hey,
but
if we got listeners in Ohio, shout out to you niggas, man. Listen, dog.
No, they ain't getting no type of
you right. But no, because, you know, I used to get in Ohio. Plus, they got cute tricks out there. I'm not from no place with a sneaky bag. It's real close by, too.
I say shout out to Cincinnati.
All right, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Columbus. Nah, fuck it, though, man.
Man, where High Tech at, man? High Tech, that was my dude, man. I ain't Cincinnati. Heard from High Tech in a minute, man. Cincinnati. Yeah, he from Cincinnati. That's right. Why I said, you know, hey, I fucks with High Tech for sure.
I guess because hip hop shifted, man. Like, where do you find a high tech? I guess where do you find somebody that can just do something with a high tech sound right in this day and age?
Man,
that's the question I wanted to ask y'all. Like, so with today's music, right? It's not all bad, but it's different. But I wanted to ask y'all, what do you like about like today's music versus what do you like about today's music? And then what do you not like about today's music? Because like the sound, the bop and everything. What do you, anybody go?
I mean, the beat. I mean, some of the beats be all right with the new shit. But I ain't, as far as the lyrics, they not talking about nothing really. They not. They it's no meaning to it. I mean, what are you talking about really? You just talk about what you got.
I mean, the whole
like, road. But we ride wheels on the road. It's no meaning into it. We had songs with no meaning into it.
Don't act like every song we had in coming up had fucking a message, y'all. We had it some was. Ignorant ass shit. No, we had some ignorant ass shit, bro.
I'm talking about as far as reality.
Nigga, we came up under
the way
shit.
The way you look
track,
at shit
bro.
Differently.
Like, listen.
You got people that talked about that. You don't have people that talking about that now. You got people who talk about more than what they got instead of how reality is now. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of young rappers out here now.
That do talk about what's going on now. It's just not what's advertised. It's a lot.
You know, even if you do talk about what you got or whatever, I'm talking about the sound.
You mean to tell me Yo Gotti not talking about the same thing 8-Ball and MJG talked about, or UGK talked about, or Lil Boosie not talking about the same? It's the same.
That's
thing,
what I just
bro.
Said. I mean, everybody gonna talk about what they got, but they gonna balance it out. You see what I'm saying?
They ain't really balancing it out.
I'm talking about as far as
it's not that. It's not that you not that young buck no more. You know what I mean? Listening to that young rap no more. You done
Plus,
grew up.
You don't listen to them niggas enough to know if they balanced it out.
Right. I mean, that's true too. But I'm saying it's like this. When back in the 90s when I was listening to rap, it was a message.
Nigga, you think
into
you
the
think
music.
Your,
it's not like that no
you
more.
You think your parents could stand listening to Big Daddy Kane or motherfucking Rakim?
Yeah.
Bro, they couldn't understand that shit. Your mama couldn't understand that. Bro.
I mean, she let us listen to it, but
yeah, but they couldn't understand it. It was coming from an older point of view. Now that we older and this young cat's running the game, I mean, it's the same thing. History repeat itself, man.
But I'm saying, I'm talking about as far as the message of life, they're not doing that anymore.
They sending the message out to the people that's their age, though. The people that's their age understand everything
they're
saying.
Right. I mean, because remember,
message to it, though. I mean, what are you telling them? Oh, this is big rims. This is all what it's about.
They ain't talking about rims, dumb about.
They talk about everything. Whatever they can talk about.
They talking about drugs and clothes. They talking about drugs.
I mean, I ain't got a problem with it, but I just feel like this, like shit. I mean, I'm just cut from a different cloth, and
so
I mean,
certain
shit. I just don't.
You don't really like anything about this music today.
No, not really. I mean, certain things I do. I mean, the beats be sweet, like Migos. I like that new Migos album. I like that. Now, I'm not going to front, but everybody, I can't get it to
but
everybody
it's
else.
It's mainly only for the production.
That little Beezy, you know, yellow, what?
Yellow Jacket, whatever his name is. I can't get into all that.
I like that shit, though. I ain't going to lie.
Who?
Yellow Baby or Yellow
Lil
Beezy.
Baby?
Lil Baby Stop. And Yellow.
Gunna?
It's a couple
Bottom
of different
line,
names.
Yeah, but
yeah,
these
don't know
little
the names,
things.
Whatever.
Like this the thing.
The music
of,
is cool.
So what you think about it, Nick? Like, what do you like about today's music, and then what do you not like?
I mean, it's music for the youth, man. It's music. It's doing what it's supposed to do. They going out to clubs. It's getting them hype. You know what I mean? They got a bad chick. It's getting them prepared for that night.
You I know, mean, but
it,
people.
Music is doing what it's supposed to do for them. You know what I mean? Like, it did what it was supposed to do for us.
You say it as if, like, do you think we're not supposed to be really listening to this era of music in the moment or what?
Either we cannot be listening to it or we can be stuck in our old ways. You know what I mean? Like I said, time don't stop for nobody.
All right.
Everything keeps moving. Either we can be stuck on what we used to like to listen to or we can find something in this shit that they playing now. You know what I mean? Like all of it is not whack.
Nah.
Not by, you know, by a far shot, but a lot of it is.
A lot of it is. But it really is. And the fact that it made it even to the radio let me know, okay, so, but it was a bop. That got it to that point.
Yeah, but
the R&B
record game is different though.
Even
right.
The R&B, R&B ain't the same no more to me, man.
R&B is way different. Like,
way
what is R&B now? Like R&B is really just rap records where
auto-tune, nigga can auto tune.
Yeah, like R&B records is different now. I mean, sometimes you get a couple good
like
singers.
Man, it was good going to Justice, man, buying them CDs back in the days, man. Yeah, like, nigga, damn, it ain't like that no more.
You,
man.
You felt good about getting that far. You don't like the stream thing.
You don't even understand.
What's some new label, new artists out today?
What's that? Lil Baby,
Ella May,
right?
You know what I mean? Or,
that's a what about a
her?
Or her, I really like. Yeah, that's some good R&B right there.
Cardi B.
Niggas just
what about Jacquees?
We're not listening to it, bro.
And that's what I really feel like. It's a time thing. Like with me today, what I like about the music, I like the energy. I like the energy of like. It's unfortunate that I feel like the music outmatched the class because this should be some real freaky shit going on dance. Like if this music was out when we was in our 20s, niggas would be like fucking damn near in the club, bro.
And that's
like,
the thing.
Now you
like,
can't even touch. Like, but now everybody's different in the bar. Like the bar is about shooting the video. Niggas go to clubs to basically shoot the scene. They ain't really going to clubs to dance no more. But the music will make you dance. And it's to the point where niggas got routines in the club. Like niggas come up with these new dances. None of them really sexual. They just sweet. Like they coordinated dances and shit. But like, I like the air. I like this air because they got, it's a lot of good fun energy. Like fun and foolish energy. It don't matter about really the lyrics most so much that it's just a these niggas is all it's good time music. It makes you want to bop and bounce around and shit like that. So you know what I mean, like you know what I mean. That's what I do. Like what I only thing I don't like is just it's this idea of what's going on.
Like 10.
Yeah, we got about 10. But you know this is younger. But yeah, like what I do like about it is like you know. I mean, what I don't like about it is just, you know, the lack, the emphasis of lyricism went away. And I just, the only reason why I respect lyricism now, I don't care, but at the same time, the idea of it is like, as a rapper, as a nigga that I pay to see, I want to know, I don't know if fans feel like this, but I want to hear you do something I can't. I want to hear you excite me with something I ain't heard before, and that would come with the lyrics. When niggas would just say like, "What fuck is he even coming?" Like even with Wayne, even coming back out and showing niggas. You the idea of where I'm thinking about other ways to rhyme or metaphor or relate it to versus just now every writing bop. And I like it. It's cool because it make it easier to get on and stay on because you can just kind of rap any old way like this. We freestyle and bullshit, nigga. Put us on a goddamn Metro beat. We might have a hit with some of these verses we saying now. But, like, you know, that's I just missed that it lacked the lyricism that it used to. Because even the commercial hits back in our day had lyricism. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you could still make a commercial record that slap. Like think about when It's Yours was top on the chart. It's Yours. Triumph was top on the chart. Fucking I mean, even.
It's different bone, stages you know. Of hip-hop, though. Man.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it is what it is. But that's, you know, that's the only thing I don't like. Other than that, I like the energy. Shit. Yeah. Even the girls is out here. I like the new stories that it's opened up. Now it's stripper fight music. Nigga, Cardi B and the stripper bitches. They got a point of view now. You know what I mean? They got the lean head music and shit. They get, you know what I mean? Like, the new angles that this shit has created, I'm interested to hear the stories of what's going on now with this generation, you know? But in our generation, you know what we used to do? We used to
show up to parties with basketball shorts with no drawers on.
Whoa. Whoa.
You was free balling then.
Free balling back
free
in the day.
Free balling. Free balling.
We was wild.
I didn't do that, though.
I was wild. Jackie Pig.
What we used to do is say, "Yeah, nigga, you know what time it is. We going back old school. You know what time it is, Big Darda, because we didn't have all these wild production beats.
All we had was the
effects, nigga, with the sounds, my nigga. You know what time it is, y'all.
Beats by the pound.
Y'all, Big Nar from the Boulevard about to keep it real hip hop. Y'all know what segment is part of this. We're dropping in any good time. It just be happening to make it to the end.
What you feeling like right now?
But goddamn it, Big Nar, get your drunk ass together and make us a beat,
slow
baby.
Funk, medium funk.
It don't matter because he hard with this shit. My nigga's the best. I challenge you beatboxers to fuck with Big Nar from the Boulevard. Hit him with that shit, nigga.
Hey.
can't fuck with Big Nard. You can't fuck with Big Nick. You can't fuck with Being Rich, the NNE Freestyle Podcast, bitch. You can't fuck with Big Nard. You can't fuck with Big Nick. You can't fuck with Being Rich, the NNE Freestyle Podcast, bitch. Got Big Nard on the beat. Everybody know that we coming hard, going sweet. Nah, we harder than some rocks. We sharder than some rocks. Pardon me, these shorties, I'm a shock. Your haters getting sour mouth, talking like this. Niggas know they eating lemons, suck a lemon and suck a dick. When you try to go against the rich and the crew, you know me and my niggas, we do exactly what we do. I got my nigga Nard with the beatbox shit. Got my nigga Nick with me freestyling, you dig? And we going hard with my nigga Nard from the boulevard, past the microphone to my brother. Yeah, we dropping off.
I jumped on, then I jumped out. You know, if I show up and then I show out, it's headache, man. You know what I'm all about. I'm about hanging out with family, man, having good times, showing good love and showing good vibes. Man, I roll up some green for the team, pass it around, man, then we just sit back and lean. Everything is okay, everything's all right. Yeah, man, don't you know, man, we out of sight. We do a day and night, we rock up on the microphone. I told you when I'm up, I'm feeling right at home. I'm feeling good, feeling great.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Feeling good, feeling great. Everybody know that we better than straight. We the best podcast at the end of the day. We getting paid. Everybody know we do the best. We do it our way. Something new for your eardrums to hear. We got the eardrum addict shit, the cocaine gear. And coming through, we be the best show this year. Niggas know that we better than all of them peers. Niggas still drinking beer, so you haters don't pop it off. My niggas round here, but it was hell and be soft. Nah, we ain't never soft at all. We hardcore. Animanium still. You could never kick down the door when we walk up in the room. Haters start to zoom and scram. We like, damn, we don't give a motherfucking yeah. Pass the mic to my nigga Nick. I ran out of freestyle to spit up in this bitch.
Let's get some love to the intro. Hey, nigga, Nard.
Bruh. Hey, make him some noise for motherfucking Nard from the motherfucking Boulevard, dog.
Hey.
Bro, that nigga got the little Russell name in there from the Beastie Boys. That nigga. Hey, dog. Hey, this nigga Nard, bruh. Oh, shit, dog. You want to give us another one? Another quick verse? Nigga, you got a quick one in you? Because we about to wrap up, bro. Yeah. Just give us a quick one, dog.
Okay.
And I just want to say, y'all, look us up under these posts, man. All you producers want to fuck with my nigga. Fuck with him, man. He can do this with his mouth. Imagine what he can do with the keyboards, y'all. You posting these, man. It's the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast.
That nigga threw some old school Stevie Wonder in there, man.
Right. And this nigga beatboxing harder, y'all, man. Fuck with him, dog.
I go hard. Oh my God. I got the beat going funky, nigga. And it's by Nard from the Boulevard. Nigga, we so fresh. It's in the knee. Get it off my chest. I got a lot to confess, man. I do this chill. Nigga, don't you know it's so easy and it's crystal clear? Let me end drums to your ear.
Fuck it, take it this year. 2019, you know that it's mine. I freestyle with my nigga Nard all the time. Got my nigga Nick with me and we talking real slick. His headache on the microphone, you making y'all sick. Migraine to your haters, I hope you die too. Niggas know me on the microphone, you know I'm like, ooh, too sweet, too slick, too sweet. Coming through on the microphone, 313. I'm a master on the beat. Mark what the park. Coming through, niggas know I'm going hard. Got my nigga Nard with me, and he got that easy beat. Freestyling off the top, and you know that we deep. Walking down your street, niggas know they love us. He got that freestyle shit, and they fucking with us. That nigga make the beats off his mouth, hey. But then your motherfucking beatbox producer right now. Big Nard going hard. Big Nick in this bitch. You can't fuck with him, Rich. In the Knee Freestyle Podcast, bitch. Big Nard in this bitch. Big Nick in this bitch.
Hey.
Being Rich in this bitch. You can't fuck with the freestyling bullshit.
He getting busy.
Hey.
Big Nard one time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Posting on the boulevard hard with my nigga Nard.
Yeah, man.
That's a good time.
Yeah, I think that's about all, man.
That wraps us up. Anybody got anything?
This nigga Labatt.
Anything, got anything? Any last last things they want to put up?
Man, I just want to say a shout out to all the listeners out there, man. Everybody that's rocking with us to the NNE Freestyle Bullshit Podcast. Y'all can check us out, man, on Podcast Detroit. You know, the SoundCloud. Look for NNE Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast, man.
Or look up Podcast Detroit.
Yeah.
And then you can just kind of find us on there. Our picture's on there. I mean, I just threw it, came on in real quick. Yeah. But yeah, our picture on there. It got our name and shit. You know what I mean? We going out there and shit like that. Nick, what's your handles, man? Where can niggas find you out on social media?
N.Headache, man, on Instagram, Facebook. You can find me at my real joint, Nicholas Head. Look for me, man.
Then me, you can find me on Instagram, Big Nard from the Boulevard, on Facebook, Lionel T. Jefferson.
Is it Big Nard or just Nard from the Boulevard?
Nard from the Boulevard. No, Big Nard from the Boulevard, my bad. And then on Facebook is Lionel T. Jefferson. You can find me on that.
Nigga, Lionel.
Lionel T. Jefferson.
Lionel T. Jefferson.
Moving on up.
Right. Yeah, on me, man. Shit. On everything, just look up The Enrichment. One word, you know what I'm saying? Two E's and just roll on with it, because I don't be wanting to spell it when I'm drunk. Yeah, yeah. The Enrichment. And then The Enrichment MC on Facebook. You know, The Enrichment space and then MC. But yeah, The Enrichment. Let's try it, y'all. Let's see it. TheEnrichment on all platforms, y'all. Okay, so yeah, that's The Enrichment. Twitter, The Enrichment. Instagram, The Enrichment. Motherfucking Snapchat, The Enrichment on Periscope, and The Enrichment MC on Facebook. Yeah. I was drunk. I was nervous, nigga. I had to think about it.
T-H-E-N-T.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, y'all. That's so.
He said, I can't spell it when I'm drunk. So.
But, yeah, no.
I'm like, hey, I'm like.
But, y'all, this is episode 5, y'all. This is the NNE Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast. I got my niggas with me, Big Nard from the Boulevard, Headache. Yeah. It's me, The Enrichment Man. This is episode 5, NNE Freestyle and Bullshit Podcast. Peace.
Peace out. Peace.